Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Acknowledge me. Right?
Roman Reigns suddenly sound like Marv Albert here?
Yes! Is that what they say?
No, it's more like this, though.
Acknowledge me.
Acknowledge me.
I don't even know what that means.
I think it's acknowledge him as the tribal chief. That's what he would do when he was the big heel. He was the head of the table,
Troy
Donnie.
Troy Fautanu. Donnie calling him the Samoan bulldozer.
Fautanu, it's Fautanu. Do, 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 do.
Can we get the guy who made that song? Like the Here We Go Steelers, Here We Go Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl, to do a remix on Palomalu and make it Fautanu.
How about we get the guy who did the Hey Hoo Ha, It's the Pony Express song?
That's
hey,
right.
Hoo,
he
ha,
might be listening.
It's Troy Fautanu.
Mr. Chris Muller just doing fine.
That's a deep cut I wish we still had.
We do, actually.
We have it?
We do.
Oh, that's a glorious one. Pony, I'll start again today. I'm just hijacking this from you. What did you hear from me for the last 2 months so much that you got sick of it?
That you wanted Amarius Mims.
And what happened with Amarius Mims?
He got stolen by the Bengals, and I pictured you crying. And thinking of him blocking T.J. Watt and neutralizing T.J. Watt.
Yep.
You don't sound like you're in a bad mood, though.
Nope. Well, here's what's going to happen.
I'm not sensing melancholia.
No, you're not. No, this is not Melancholy in the Infinite Sadness.
I'm not even
great
sensing
album.
Resting bitch face Chris Muller, which we get
often here. That might be because I got out and played 18 holes and was done by like 10:15 this morning, which is a great feeling. No,
were you in the group ahead of Starkey?
I was first group out.
Congratulations
on
all your
success.
Which
was very nice. And the person, so I had a buddy who could play about 11 of the holes with me, and then he had to leave. There was a guy pushing us, a single guy, in a cart. We chatted. We played the rest of the round. He goes, "Oh, I know Joe Starkey out here. He's out here almost every day in the summer. Tell him, you know, Dave, Tall Dave said hi."
Tall Dave. Was he tall?
Very tall.
Taller than Fautanu?
He might have been, actually, yeah. He was probably 6'3",
6'4". Concerns about Fautanu's height.
I have no concerns.
Quarter inch too short.
No concerns.
Not tall enough to ride.
Yeah. You must be this tall to block. No, I was a big Amarius Mims guy when the Bengals took him because Doran was having his usual night where he was just tipping picks, which I love. I retweeted every one of them up to that, and then I just went, no. But they got a guy that was projected, and I have to be honest about this, as better than Mims, as a surer thing, a pretty much an instant starter is everything I heard about him. A guy who, if you needed him to, could play multiple positions on the offensive line. A guy who was mocked mostly as a 10 to 12 range guy. And people would rank their entire board. He was in that 10 to 12 range. I have to acknowledge that I wanted Mims because I think they're onto something with Georgia players, and I think Mims could end up being really good. They got one of the handful of players where if you'd have played the exercise pony with me, hey, if Mims but Latham is available, who would you take there? Fautanu was one of a handful of players where I would have been, like, sweating it, deciding whether I really wanted to keep with my Amarius Mims
pick. We didn't spend a ton of time on him because I think we assumed he was not going to make it to the Steelers at 20. So that's why he was not really a big focal point. And then yesterday there was the generational talent, Graham Barton. They must have been weeping. Someone must have been asking for Kleenex in that war room when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers took Graham Barton with the 25th pick. Generational talent, yeah.
I don't believe that for a second now. I mean, it's clear in retrospect that what Jerry wrote, and I'm going to be kind to Jerry here, what Jerry, I'm sure, was told was a smokescreen.
Well, how about trading up for Quinyon Mitchell with the 12th pick? He was still on the board, and they didn't do that either.
Well, hold on. This is me.
There was more smoke than
I didn't really ever,
Snoop Dogg's man cave.
Yeah, I didn't believe that
this
smoke
team. There was smoke galore.
No, generational
Cheech
Graham,
and
though,
Chong were calling reporters.
Wiz Khalifa in the draft room. No, I didn't. If you have a generational talent, even if he plays a less valued position like center relative to tackle, you take him if he's there. It doesn't matter who's there. So they clearly did not think the guy was generational. If they thought, like I did, Roma Dunze could be a generational wide receiver and Roma Dunze somehow slid down in the draft, they would have taken him at 20. Do you agree with me?
Of course.
So clearly they did not view Barton as such, because they took a player who I think could be a very good player, a Pro Bowl, or maybe an All-Pro if things break his way. If they thought Graham Barton was going to anchor center and be the best in the league for 10 years, they would have taken him. So I think that was a smokescreen. They got a very good player. There, I think, is, other than like your team picks the player you personally wanted them to pick, which I got to enjoy last year. Actually, I did with Porter Jr. too, despite the fact that his dad once was ready to kick my ass. He was the guy I wanted them to pick at 32, and they did. Beyond that scenario, the best situation that I think can happen for your team on draft night is a player that the consensus agrees is sliding down the board for no good reason, or because in this case six quarterbacks went in the top 12, that player falls in your lap and you just get to do the easy turn-in of the card because there's no thought required. That's the next best scenario. It happened when DeCastro slid, right? Can you think of another one where the Steelers had a guy just fall into their laps?
Ben.
You could say that.
Like, absolutely. He could have been the first quarterback off the board in that draft. They got him at the 11th pick.
Right. Could have gone
guys
to,
like,
you know,
Keenan
four.
Winslow and Reggie Williams got picked ahead of him.
Kellen
Winslow.
You know, like, so the one that's very much in my brain right now, because everyone talks about it as such, is when DeCastro slid. DeCastro is one of the best guards in the league. This reminds me of that in terms of how it fell into their lap.
I like that comparison. Now, the reason, at least last night, that was given for why Fautanu was sliding was because of medical, that he had a red flag knee. Mm-hmm. So I talked to Dr. David Chow today.
An expert.
Sports doc on Twitter. Hundreds of thousands of followers. The old Chargers doctor. He called me from San Diego, even though it was Pacific time. And he called me very early this morning. And we talked about it. And his take to me was that there are no red flags.
No red flags.
Doesn't see a red flag. Yep, he had an ACL injury. Never missed a start, by the way, at Washington his last 2 years. ACL, he said eventually he'll probably have to get that scoped out when he's older. Doesn't see anything that makes him think he's going to need serious knee surgery anytime soon. And had a Liz Frank injury a few years ago.
Oh, we hate
There's
Liz Frank.
There's still, I guess, some Liz Frank stiffness, but he said that's also normal and not unusual. So nothing that would have made him, if he were the Steelers team doctor, say, hey, be careful about picking this guy.
I don't think, as much as I feel like the Steelers clearly like the guy, you don't pick a guy if there's, in the first round, if there's medical red flags.
No, I mean, that's why Darnell Washington fell in the draft last year, but he fell multiple rounds. And at that point, the Steelers said, we don't care. It's too good to pass up the value on him with this pick. Value is the operative word here. The way I look at it, I give this an A. I gave it an A- last night. That's when I thought the injury concern was greater. The only thing that dings it, nitpicky, from an A+ to an A, is that he's a little bit older. He played 5 years. He's a late bloomer. He didn't start his first 3 years. Last two, though, was the best left tackle in the Pac-12 by far. His peers, defensive linemen in that league, said he was the toughest offensive lineman they went up against. And by the way, Fuaga was one of those offensive linemen, too, from Oregon State, who went to New Orleans with the 14th pick, and I would have been fine with him.
So you're giving it an A.
I'm giving it an A, and I'm going back to what you said about the way that this has been, the way the player was evaluated before last night. Mel Kiper Jr. had Fautanu as the 10th best player in the draft. Daniel Jeremiah had him as the 11th best player. Jeremiah had him ranked ahead of Fashanu from Penn State, who never gave up a sack in college, and
elite
went with the 10th, and went with the 10th pick, and had him rated ahead of J.C. Latham,
who was the
who
first,
went with the 7th pick.
Yeah, second tackle
of the draft.
Excuse me, off the board. Yep.
So we're getting someone that here, guys, they're not always right, but they cover this year round. They looked at this guy as a top 10 player, and the Steelers got him 10 picks later. And above all else, and this is why I think, and I'm going to open up the phone lines right now because I want to hear if Steelers fans share our excitement and positivity on this pick. I think they will, but I actually don't want to have to guess. I want to hear it at 412-928-9370. And if for some reason there are fans out there who are lukewarm or don't like it, I'm opening up the phone lines to them too at 412-928-9370.
I do give it an A-minus, by the way. You gave it an A. I'm giving it an A-minus.
What's the ding for you?
It wasn't Amarius Mims, and I like being right.
Okay. All right, so I'm giving it an A. It puts Dan Moore Jr. either on the bench or on the unemployment line. And I'm just so happy when teams stop acting like they know more than their fans who live and die with their team and watch them play every game. We have known for 2 years that this guy is a pathetic left tackle. That's not subjective. The numbers back that up. Dan Moore last year gave up 55 pressures. That was the second most of any offensive lineman, regardless of position in the NFL.
Three.
55. His PFF pass blocking grade was the worst in the NFL. He gets beaten like a rented mule over and over and over again, and they've been trying to convince us for years that they're right and we're wrong about him. And finally, they came to their senses last night. Now, it still remains to be seen who plays left tackle, who plays right tackle. I thought Tomlin's answer on that last night was instructive. Jim Harbaugh in L.A., said right away when they picked Joe Alt, nope, he's a right tackle even though he only played left because we have Slater. Slater's our left. This guy's going to be our right. He's going to the right
side. I have a strong opinion on that won't surprise
you.
We
did not get that last night. We got he's a tackle. He ain't a center. He ain't a guard even though that's what some of the draft people are saying. He's a tackle and we'll figure it out. So he left the door open for Fautanu to play left or right, but overall what it does is it takes a very, very weak link and an extremely important position on the field, and it renders him to backup status, which I love.
Which Mims wouldn't have done. Fautanu's going to start week one.
He has to. He's 23, going to be 24 midseason.
He's also a right tackle. He was not a blindside tackle in college. Penix is a lefty. He was playing on the strong, whatever you want to call it, side. He should play right, and Jones should play left. I know Jones is a big, bad bully. I know that Jones, they're both good athletes. But when I see Fautanu on tape, I just see a guy that wants to maul
on tape,
people.
You want tape.
Oh, tape.
You were not watching highlights.
No,
you
not
went
digital.
To tape.
Tape. Oh yeah. And I see a mauler, and I want the maulers to play at right tackle.
Now I'm taking your opinion on this even more seriously than I had prior. Now that tape
has
is
come
being
into
consumed.
The, pony. You
Donnie,
love me.
You,
I love to consume.
Have you dug into tape yet?
Tape.
I've watched a little bit on our.
You've gone tape, or are you still on highlights?
I saw the little viral clip that.
He's on clips. He hasn't gotten to tape yet.
Now, where are you on all this?
I'm just highlights.
So, what is the hierarchy? Tape is king of the mountain.
Oh yeah,
oh, mountaintop.
You're really.
Then you go. I think highlights, but then when you get down to clips, Donnie, you got to get on our level here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.